follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Morning.
Good afternoon.
And good evening. Wherever you are on this lovely planet.
Yes, and this is Being Here.
You betcha.
Our show about, guess what?
Being here.
You know, it's really, really easy to do things and to have things, but it's hard to be in the current moment of our lives. Why it's hard is we've all been trained by the culture we grew up in that we need to get somewhere that's better than where we are right now in this moment. And this moment, by the way, is all there is. So,
welcome to being here.
It's about being here.
The topic is how to handle bad habits. But while you were talking about people feeling like they need to get somewhere, I had a lovely conversation with a woman we just met on Monday night about that topic. We were talking about transformational time and project management. And
That's the next course we're
doing in
New York
City, April 30th and May 1st, and she was looking at whether or not to come. And her challenge was she had recently just gotten one of these CDs that was talking about A, B, and C priorities, that were going to help her pass her bad habits and her organizational skills. And it made her so, she said, crazy, she had to turn it off in the middle. And she wanted to know how our approach is different.
So how is our approach different?
Our approach is not about getting somewhere out there as better, but it's really about being here and using an awareness and transformation. And as your life transforms, those things that you consider bad, for instance, transforms right along with it. And today's show, we are going to be talking about listening first thing, because listening really, really is
the key to getting into the current moment of your life. See, we're all so busy trying to get somewhere that we need to, if we want to learn how to be in the current moment, slow down and get into the current moment rather than be striving to complete those things in your head that you haven't gotten done yet. So it's about listening, and listening is a skill set that you can develop.
And I imagine a lot of those of you who've been listening to our show with some regularity have strengthened that ability to listen.
But even when we talk about listening, if you've heard our show before, you'll be saying to yourself, oh, I know this stuff. I heard this on the last show, so I don't really have to listen to this. And, well, of course you don't.
But part of that is because you are very smart and your minds are speedy. And what we are talking about right now is allowing yourself to slow down and get here rather than going forward for this agenda to get rid of your bad habits.
Right. But the other thing is this. See, you can either agree with what we're saying or disagree with what we're saying or think you already know what we're saying, but all of those aren't listening. True listening is listening to hear what's being said from the speaker's point of view rather than challenging it or interrupting what they're saying It's about really getting their point of view, hearing their point of view. Now, the interesting thing about that is in order to do that, you have to suspend what you're thinking about. You have to actually listen, because, see, most of us listen to our thoughts about what's being said. We don't hear what's being said. There's this fractional of a second comparison to what we already know. Like in a nanosecond, we look and see if this agrees or disagrees with what we already know. And recently we've heard of a study that was done at
Dartmouth,
right, where people's brains have a section that disagree with any information that's inconvenient to the way they believe life is set up.
So you simply disregard those pieces that don't support what you already believe to be true.
Right. So it's a little difficult to become enlightened, self-realized, if you're part of your brain is disagreeing with information that might lead you to enlightenment. So that's why we talk about listening, because listening bypasses your mind. You have to set aside what you're thinking to hear what another's saying. And that's actually the second principle of instantaneous transformation, which is no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. In other words, no two bits of information can fit in your mind at the same time. You're either listening to one or the other. And if you're listening to what you have to say, you don't hear what the other has to say.
So as we're talking, as the people who call in today are talking, you can either be listening to us or you can be listening to your commentary about what is being said. And again, it really is a challenge to slow down enough just to listen, because you will have tangential thoughts. You'll go off to work on things.
Well, if you do that, just bring yourself back to what's going on, because you can't help it actually at first.
Something we didn't mention yet, in case this is your first show with us, Shai and I finish each other's sentences, and so we always like to let people know that, for one thing, it allows you to relax into our style, and another, it keeps us from getting emails from people who are disgruntled with us when they don't realize that's our style.
With one sex or the other.
That's right.
You know, if I interrupt Ariel and they don't like men, we get emails saying
that he's dominating me, and vice versa if it goes the other way around.
Right, so
there you go.
Anyway,
you gave us the second principle,
right,
so let's back up to the first one, because it really is germane to handling, quote, bad habits.
Exactly. If you resist something, it will persist. This is the first principle. Anything that you resist persists. It repeats itself. It grows stronger. Like a bad habit, if you resist something, it continues to show up. So that's the first principle. The second one, which I said before, but I'll repeat because it's worthy of repeating, is no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. Or, another way of looking at it is, you can't be different than you are in any moment of now. So in each moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are. And that includes every aspect of your life in that moment. That includes the amount of money you have or don't have. It includes your relationship status. It includes your employment. It includes how you see life. In each moment, your emotions, your feelings, your body sensations, posture, all of that in each moment can only be exactly as it is in this moment of now. Okay, so that's the second principle of instantaneous transmission. And the third principle is anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if we apply this to a bad habit, if you see a habit that you have and you just see it without judging it, that is enough for those habits to lose their energy, complete themselves, wind down, and lose their power over your life.
Shai just said it, but I want to underline it. And that is seeing something without judging it. And another term for that is awareness, a non-judgmental observation. Now, I'm going to give you a practical example of the three principles as far as how it relates to, quote, bad habits. And part of it may, I was thinking about, because Monday night we had a really fun conversation with a couple of the folks who come regularly, Gio and Terry. And we were talking about how profound coming to Costa Rica was with us last year. And it's not the first year they've come. And what has happened for them over the years that they've come. And Gio looked at Terry and said, I remember back at one of the first Costa Ricas where we had a very awkward smoking break where they were furtively smoking because they they felt like it was a bad habit. They weren't talking and they were both standing there smoking. And they looked at each other and laughed because smoking was so far removed from what
they've become
and what's in their life these days.
Right.
And I realize how a lot of people have done this, let go of smoking as far as working with us, because most people consider that a, quote, bad habit.
Well, you know, what's interesting about bad habits are if you resist them, they persist and follow you around. And that's all you think about it. So if somebody's trying to say quit smoking, mm-hmm. which in these days is a lot of people are trying to
you
quit
betcha.
Smoking, then they think about smoking all the time.
Right.
Because if you're resisting something, you think about it. It's what occupies your life. So that's the first principle again.
So one of the things that has happened for us is if a person has come to us, it depends on the person, but I do recall times where a person has come to us and said, I want to quit smoking. And one of the ways some people have gone about it is we've asked them to pay attention to how they smoke, when the desire comes, which hand reaches for the pack, how they pull the cigarette out, where and how the ritual around it, where you get interested in seeing the whole picture without judging it.
Or allow yourself to enjoy that cigarette without beating on yourself while you're having it.
Interestingly enough, the people who have followed that idea or that suggestion, none of them smoke. It's over. When you don't make yourself wrong for something that you're doing, but simply see it without judging it, it dissolves. I cannot tell you how many people have told us they've just looked at the pack one day, said, that's done, thrown the pack out while there's still cigarettes in it, not going to finish this last one. It's just done, and they've walked away from it. When you no longer judge yourself or you pay attention to your judgments for your bad habit, those, quote, bad habit. I have to keep saying, quote, bad habit, because there aren't bad habits.
They're just habits. And they're just ways of relating to life that you've learned, and at one time in your life, you thought you needed that. I remember when I was a kid smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking down a street late at night. I was smoking. I was about 14 or 15 years old, and I thought it made me look grown up.
Well, you know, yes.
And that made it solid. It gave it something. It gave it something that supported me in feeling okay with myself when I was insecure.
Yeah, actually, you know, I was thinking about that, that bad, quote, bad habits are often covers for other things. That, like you said, that habit actually was a cover for your insecurity.
And, yeah, it gave you a mechanical way of relating to life that what the agreement in the society was that cigarette smoking was cool, so it made you cool. Now it's getting less cool,
yeah.
Especially with all the cancer ads.
We have more about how to handle your, quote, bad habits. We'll be back after the break to talk about it, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Here. online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
We're encouraging you to take an anthropological approach to your habits.
Well, let's talk about an anthropological approach,
please,
shall we? See, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychotherapeutic. It's not problem-solution oriented. It's about discovering how to simply observe your life so that when you do, old habits that have been destructive complete themselves just in your seeing them. Anything that you see will complete itself if you do not judge it. See, our definition of awareness is a non-judgmental seeing. If you bring awareness, if you see something without judging it, that is enough to unwire, diffuse, complete it. In an instant, it doesn't happen over time. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between change and transformation. See, change is linear, it's incremental, it happens a little bit at a time, it goes in a straight line, you know, or it follows a course directly, whereas transformation is exponential. It happens in all aspects of your life, and it's not incremental, it happens quantumly. You go from the beginning to the end in an instant. Transformation is an instantaneous shifting in your reality. It's not something that happens over time. Change happens over time and incremental. Transformation is an instantaneous shift in your experience of living, and it doesn't go through your mind. It happens outside of your mind.
We have a caller. Shall we take him?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Vin, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Hi.
Where is there?
I'm in Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Hey, nice to hear your voice. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to hear your voice, too.
Thanks. We missed you in Hamburg.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your question?
Excuse me?
What is your question, or do you have one?
Yeah, I do. Also surrounding a bad habit, what I consider a bad habit sometimes.
Okay.
When I come home from work, a lot of times the TV just goes on and it stays on. And, yeah, that's pretty much how the evening is spent. And I sometimes feel that, well, I should be going out and meeting people instead. So.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I've got a remedy for you.
Okay.
I was speaking to somebody on Monday night this week, and they wanted to know what their truth was. And I said, their truth is what they have.
And where they are and what they do.
And what they do. So in any moment, see, here's the thing, Vin. You can only be, see, I know your truth in this moment is you want to be on this radio show asking this question.
Yeah.
Because you are. Yeah. So if you get home and you turn on the TV, it's what you want to do. Nobody is twisting your arm to get you to turn the TV on. But here's my suggestion for you, my friend, that you enjoy watching television rather than make yourself wrong, because if what you're doing is watching television, that's what you should be doing.
Okay.
And what will happen, you know, sometimes, like, for instance, Shai and I did a that workshop in Hamburg just a little over a week ago. And
that's hard to believe.
I know. When we came home, we were pretty tired. And we turned on the TV. And we watched a series of things just to relax. And it was important to allow ourselves to enjoy it. When you allow yourself to enjoy it, at some point, it will no longer be enjoyable. Then there are other options. And the other thing is, we know you, Vin. You're a bit of a shy guy, so this is your company at the moment.
Right. And here's the other thing. It's serving a purpose for you. You know, sometimes our bad habits are actually ways of avoiding doing what we're either afraid to do or uncomfortable doing, or it stretches our reality a bit. So if, like you said, I should be out meeting people, that may be what you say you want to do, but you're watching television supports you in not doing that.
Yeah, it does.
Which
and
is
I also did that in school. I mean, I remember. That's
I have a question.
Much.
Did you graduate from school?
Yes, I did.
And you moved on to get a job?
Yes.
Well, then doing that in school and you succeeded with that, it's now become part of your strategy for success.
Okay.
So your mind says, wow, you know, I succeeded whilst doing that. It's not going to want to let go of anything it identifies as integral to
your success.
Okay. Never looked at it that way,
So...
Here's the other thing, Vin. There are no bad habits. There are just habits.
Okay.
Good and bad is what your judgment system applies to it.
Yeah.
So if you consider... And here's the thing. If you consider it bad, you won't want to see that you're doing it. Now... the third principle of instantaneous transformation says anything you see completes itself. But if you hold it as a bad habit, you know you're not a bad person. So you won't want to see those things you consider bad about you. which will, in fact, keep them in place.
Okay.
You know, the other thing, too, Vin, is I think you underestimate something about yourself. I think you're very strong-willed and very capable of holding a course. So if you say you're going to do something, you're capable of doing that. And I'm clear you do not like to be told what to do. You just
No, I don't.
Even by yourself.
Yes, sir. So if you're telling yourself that you shouldn't be watching TV, that's a dictate to you to watch TV.
Oh, okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I see that.
That if you tell yourself not to, and you don't like being told what to do, even by you, then you'll go ahead and do it just because you said don't.
Okay. Yeah, I should tell myself.
See, then there's an opportunity here to actually take control of your own life rather than have the mechanical habits that you've developed or learned, grown up in, dictate how you live your life. That those habits don't have to, but in order to really get control of your own life, you have to stop resisting being told what to do by yourself.
Okay.
You have to discover how to become a yes to what life requests of you rather than be a no to what life requests of you. And this is a very difficult thing for most people because they, even if they're doing something that they don't like doing, they think they're in charge. It seems to say yes to how life presents itself is somehow giving up control. But in fact, that's the ultimate control, to allow yourself to be.
I also see that sometimes people, whilst they're locked in the I want to be in control or I'm going to do it my way, they have more of a challenge doing things in concert with other people. Notice I say in concert. It's like they're an instrument, you're an instrument, and you're playing in harmony. It's not like one's leading and one's following. I really find that allowing myself to be inspired to step out of my normal routine by the people around me really makes a big difference. And sometimes you'll get locked in what you might consider a bad habit when you're upset or when you're alone all the time or alone with your own thoughts. That's why connecting in with a community can really make a difference.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, thank you for answering my question.
Yeah, and you know what? I know we answered it in a bunch of ways. I know you listened to it, but I recommend that once this show comes out on archive, you listen again. Because we can tell that you're processing information while we're talking. So listen again. It'll be good for you.
Okay, I'll do that.
And don't resist that suggestion from Ariel.
No.
It'll be very good for you, Ben.
Yeah.
Have a great rest of your evening.
Yeah, you too. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Okay, everybody. We're going to be back. Shirley, come on back with us. And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Transformational Time and Project Management is our next course in New York. It's the end of this month, April 30th, May 1st. Really going to be powerful for letting go of what you might consider bad habits, and you are invited. We were listening to the commercials, and we talk about places where we do courses, and we must add in there Cambridge, because we are going to Cambridge.
England, in July 15th, 16th, and 17th.
For creativity and intuition, and lots of folks are coming from all over the world, and you're welcome there as well. One last thing. A lot of you have been writing in about to us about how powerful this show is. For instance, hello, Susan in Oklahoma City. She wrote us that she's loving the calls in Germany, Switzerland, England, and New York that people are calling in from there, and that they are her classroom sessions on how to live in the moment. And I love that. Adam, who's actually in school down at George Washington University, wrote that listening to our voices is helpful and that he listens to the show, particularly when he feels overwhelmed or upset, and has a profound impact on keeping him centered. So hello to all of our listeners. Thank you for listening. And I just also want to encourage you, should you want more, our Premium Excellence Club, where you get a video mini session into your inbox each week, and articles, special articles written, and audios, and questions and answers. I really recommend it. You can find out more about it on our site, transformationmadeeasy.com, under the Excellence Club.
The Premium Excellence Club is really great if you can't attend things with us regularly, too, because every Sunday morning you get a new video, and they are life-changing.
And I'll tell you, it's not particularly expensive. It doesn't cost more than a latte and a snack each week. It's $7 and change a week at its most expensive. There are less expensive payment plans, so go check it out. I highly recommend it. We have a caller on the line. Let's take her.
Carla, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hello there.
The stars at night, big and bright?
Or what?
Are the stars at night big and bright deep in the heart of Texas?
They most certainly are.
Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, too.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I've noticed that I have...
You're serious. I can tell you this is a serious question.
Yes, I feel very serious.
Okay, good.
You're right on. I have a habit of, well, I consider myself an intuitive person.
Okay.
And when I have these intuitive feelings and hits, I have a habit of having this argument in my head against whatever I'm feeling, kind of like saying, no, you know, you're wrong, you're not being understanding enough, you're not being lenient enough. It's like I have the intuitive hits, and then my mind argues against it.
Yeah, so, disregards it.
So are you talking about, in particular, in relationship, where you have a hit that maybe...
It's done?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when I'm in dating situations or in a relationship, I'll start... getting that feeling like, yeah, something's off, something's not well, and...
Well, first of all, can we tell you that that is really normal?
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not unique to you?
I think you're being particularly hard on yourself. First of all, you get together in a relationship, you find that person compelling for whatever reason... Your emotions get involved, you get attached, you get physically addicted because being loved and touched is a wonderful thing. And then when it starts to go haywire, it's not convenient. You don't want it.
No.
I don't know anybody who does when it doesn't work the way they were hoping. So, and when we get the hunch this isn't working... Everybody gets that hunch, right, when a relationship is not working.
They're not working. Now, look, Carla, relationship is a very funny thing. This isn't about relationship, but let's talk about relationship for a moment. See, most relationships do not make it to marriage.
Right.
And most marriages, at least in the United States, more than half do not make it to forever.
Right.
Okay? So the odds are against relationship working. That's the truth of it. I have a much better suggestion, and I mentioned it earlier when I felt you getting serious.
Okay.
See, my suggestion is called fun. You go out with people, you have fun with them. And if it stops being fun, there's your sign.
Well, I did notice something about you with your last relationship.
What was
Well, first of all, I have a feeling when you guys got together at first, it was a lot of fun. And then there came a point where you got down to work at trying to make him happy. And you can't. You can't make someone else happy if they're not happy. That's what most people do, in particular I see it in women where they're lively, they're beautiful, they're out there, and somebody sees them and they're interested. And then pretty soon they keep trying to get smaller and smaller to placate that person's judgments or tight spots
or insecurities.
Yeah.
And so it's almost as if you, if I were to see it like a picture, like you bend over and tilt your head and you're trying to convince them to let you be you, or trying to keep them from being upset on themselves, and you can't.
Yeah.
So that's an awful pressure to try to make someone happy, unless they're already happy, and then there's no pressure at all.
Right.
Then anything you do is okay.
Yeah.
See,
so true.
That's the difference. If you're trying to make someone happy who's not happy, you'll never win. That's like trying to turn a no into a yes. When you're yes to your life, then everything's fun. Man, yesterday I had a pain in my tooth. I went to the dentist. They did a root canal. I had a great time throughout the whole
procedure,
that's the right word.
To ordeal.
Yeah, it wasn't an ordeal. It was easy. It was fun. I had a good time getting a root canal. Look, if you can have a good time getting a root canal, you can have almost a good time doing anything.
Oh, yeah.
The game is to not resist how your life is showing up, not resist your bad habits. Notice them. It's a noticing game. It's a notice without judging. If you notice it without judging it as good or bad or right or wrong, it will complete itself and you move on to the next moment of your life.
You know,
unencumbered.
The other thing is, oftentimes, I tried to articulate this. Shai and I were hashing it out before the show. I don't know if I can articulate it in a way that you get it, but people identify a, quote, bad habit as something separate from them or something that's small, but it's really a symptom of how you approach your whole life. It's not like this isolated thing. So when you talk about not listening to those hunches or those things where you say, boy, this isn't working, and then your logical mind steps in and says, oh, no, you're not being you're being too hard on him, for instance.
Right.
It's a fraction. It's a symptom of how you don't respect yourself. And I don't mean that like you're disrespectful to you. I mean it like you don't know you. You have no idea how great you are. So you don't trust fully
your intuitive head.
You're brilliant.
Your natural knowing.
And
see, you do know. Human beings have this amazing sensory system that isn't just logical. It isn't just the cognitive system. It's a way of knowing what, seeing a person for the first time and totally getting them, knowing that they're either the one that's going to make their life great or miserable. And a lot of times, the one that's going to make your life miserable are the ones you're attracted to. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, your earliest conditioning as a child is to love your daddy and your mother, and you seek that type of person to marry, you see, because every little girl wants to marry a daddy, or at least did at one point. And the game is to discover what's true for you, not the decisions a 2-, 3-, 4-year-old made as to the relationship material.
Yeah.
There's one lady in Germany we told not to go out with people she were attracted to, but people that she would not...
That you normally disregard, and now she's with a fellow that she really is enjoying because she didn't get that initial rush, and those people always turned out to be mean.
Yeah, it's like you look to recreate your childhood.
Yeah, you look to recreate your idea of what love is.
That's right.
With all of the pieces, including the stuff that didn't work for you.
Right.
You know, we have to go to a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent. So come back with Carla. Come back with us. We'll be back shortly. Don't miss
being here.
listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're here with Carla.
Yes, I'm here.
And we have a short time with you left because we have another caller holding, but we may have said it before, but it's something that our assistant who's here today while we were scripting the show, Christina, was saying her, quote, bad habits surface when she's upset. And they're actually a symptom for her of an upset. She was shopping today and she went to Whole Foods and she realized that she was drawn to cupcakes. And that, for her,
is a bad habit.
Is a bad habit where she'll eat what doesn't support her health plan from time to time.
When she gets upset.
And when she gets upset. And so, in your case, Carla, and so she saw that and started looking to see how she might be off balance, which was really cool. It was a clue to her. So some of these, what you're talking about, Carla, you could see it as a clue to you that you're upset when you're holding on to a relationship longer than it feels
right
for you.
So what is the clue?
If you find yourself disregarding and arguing with yourself, because
right.
I'll bet you don't argue those hunches all the time.
No, only when you're upset.
But they're a clue to you that you're upset.
Okay, yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you for calling today.
Yes, dear.
And one last thing. Can you be kind to
yourself?
Okay, yeah. That's
really. If you know, we were in Hamburg and at the workshop there a week and a half ago. It seems like a year and a half ago, but it was a week and a half ago. And there was... Anya brought her little baby Eva, who was 44.
One day, 42, 43. It progressed as we went along.
She brought her little baby to the workshop. Mm-hmm. And when you pick up a baby like that, you treat it like it's very delicate. You support its head.
You
talk to it. You hand it to somebody to hold. You make sure they have their hands. You treat it with kindness and gentleness like it's a fragile being, because it is. And you need to, Carla, treat yourself the same way.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, darling.
Be kind to yourself.
I'm so glad you called today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller. Heidi, are you there?
I am here.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Hey, happy retirement for those of you who don't know Heidi. She just retired after 37 years of working for the UN.
That's right. I've been retired 13 days.
Oh, wow.
Who's counting?
It was great to listen to you just now because you were describing what Christina went through and realizing that was a sign of an upset.
Yeah.
And the other lady, Carla, also treating yourself kindly. I realized that one of my bad habits is when I walk out of my house, I'm walking behind people, I'm actually criticizing them, making an opinion of them, how they're dressed, how they walk, how long are their pants, what kind of shoes do they have. And when I catch myself doing that, it's like, wow, where am I that I'm not dealing with just the beauty of walking down 42nd Street where they have these planters with absolutely gorgeous apples and hyacinths.
Well, you know, look, consider yourself normal. How's that?
Yes.
Because, you see, you think that because you judge the people around you, it's unique to you. You're the only one who does that.
Well, let's take a slice from Heidi's ancestry for a moment. You go back a couple hundred years. Let's just do that for fun. You walk out of your house. You're going to want to be judging and evaluating who you run into so you're sure that you're not getting
lost,
killed. And so that protective system is still engaged there.
Mm-hmm.
And the protective system is a little different now. Now it's refined. So you're talking about how they walk and their weight and their shoes and their pant leg. But that's not a bad habit. It's a survival strategy that's been passed down.
And if you hold it as a bad habit, you won't see that it's a very useful tool.
And then I know it's a challenge when you've identified something as bad, but if you have a sense of humor about, wow,
mm-hmm.
it's so much easier.
See, and if you just notice it without judging it, that's all it takes. You see, it's very simple and noisy, but it's a bit challenging because, you see, you're so habituated to judging that you have to discover, it's like strengthening a muscle of surrendering to your life so you don't have to keep judging. So you can suspend your judgment. It's learning a new skill set.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But if you allow yourself to see these things without judging yourself for them, they'll just complete themselves. It's a very simple process. And then at some point, you'll be living your life rather than the habits predetermining your life.
Absolutely right. I think I noticed that today. I was being critical, and then suddenly I realized that I was. And then I just simply relaxed and enjoyed what was in front of me.
But Heidi,
it was magical.
Yes, but Heidi, there was a time that you didn't simply notice that you were being judgmental.
Correct.
So now that you're noticing it, you've got a handle on the end of it, completing it, having it no longer run your life. You now have some purchase on controlling that in a way, or not controlling it, but
you control it by not controlling it.
Right.
You control it by observing it without judging it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that critical nature that you've been seeing aimed toward other people is only going out what you have aimed to yourself.
Right. So you've got the same self-critical nature that you the voice in your head complains to you about you the same way it complains about the people out there.
And I love, you know, we're getting close to the close, but I want to go back around to what Shia said about Christoph and Anya's baby, Eva. That if you can treat yourself, if you look in your own eyes like you would a baby's eye and treat yourself kindly and gently, it really is key to having what you would call bad habits dissolve all on their own.
Yes. So that's why I was like, wow, that was great what you told Carla, because it applies to me, definitely, like treat yourself like a baby. Absolutely.
Yes. And then if you're still listening, this is the benefit of community. You learn a lot of things from each other. Thank you for calling in today, Heidi.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, really, really lovely.
Okay.
And, well, everyone, it's another week. It's come, it's gone. And
so has the show.
It's been lovely being here.
Thank you for joining us. Tell a friend about this show.
Yes.
Tell a lot of friends about this show.
Yeah, share it with people.
Because this is an opportunity to have a radically new way of looking at life.
We'll be back next week. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.